Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are just getting started on a new portion of the Scripture. We're looking at the book of Philippians, and we saw yesterday first couple of verses where Paul was saying hi to y'all, giving greetings to them, and speaking grace and peace upon them. And so I thought we would go back and see how the gospel came. And we've covered some of this in times past in previous episodes, but folks, this is like, what, episode 807, I think, something like that. And you must know this by now, that repetition is at the heart of learning anything. All right. So to keep reminding ourselves, to keep looking at things, to keep examining things. And so what we find is over in Acts 16, and I'm going to read just a rather lengthy passage today, but it sets the context for how Paul and his entourage wound up in Philippi. So here's Acts chapter 16, verse 1. Paul came also to Derbe and Lystra, and a disciple was there named Timothy, the son of a Jewish woman who was a believer. But his father was a Greek, and he was well spoken of by the brethren who were in Lystra and Iconium. So the region he's in now is what was referred to as Asia Minor. We call it today Turkey. Okay, he was in the area of Turkey. He's on the east, northeast side of the Mediterranean there. And so he comes into this town. He encounters a young man, a disciple, so he's a believer, named Timothy. And the other believers spoke highly of Timothy. Verse 3, Paul wanted this man, Timothy, to go with him, and he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in those parts, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. Now, Paul already knew that whether you were circumcised or not made no matter as far as in the kingdom. But Paul knew where he would be going, and that sometimes he would be in Jewish synagogues. And if Timothy was going to go with him, then he needed Timothy to be able to have the access into the synagogue with him. And also the people there, the Jewish people there knew, you know, his background. So Timothy agreed to this. He agreed to this as a testimony, not because it was required for faith, but what Paul would say later, I do all things that all men might know the gospel, right? Verse 4, now while they were passing through the cities, they were delivering the decrees which had been decided upon by the apostles and elders who were in Jerusalem for them to observe. And so that's what happened in the 15th chapter. There's all sorts of debate. The bottom line was this, do Gentiles have to become Jews first and then they can become believers? Or can you just skip that Jewish part? In other words, do you have to be circumcised? And they had determined, well, no. And it was based upon the word of the Lord and based upon what God had done, particularly through Peter, okay, with Cornelius and all that kind of thing. But they had written a letter saying, no, we do not think you have to do this. All we ask is that you abstain from the eating of the blood and that you abstain from fornication. Okay? And so that was the word that he was bringing to them. So back to verse 5. So the churches were being strengthened in the faith and were increasing in number daily. How were they increasing in number daily? Because they were being strengthened in the faith. Most churches are just slip sliding along on their declaration of faith sometimes in the past, but they're not being strengthened in the faith. They're not being equipped in the faith. They're not being taught in the faith. Okay? They're not being encouraged. They're not being exhorted in the faith. And I'm thinking, I mean, most of the Western church is like that today, folks. And it says they're increasing numbers. Most churches are decreasing numbers. The ones that are increasing, they're not increasing daily. They're increasing one day of a week when one person gets up and more often than not just presents an emotional appeal. And so is it really of the faith? There's some real issues right here related to this that we are failing in. We are not doing what we see in the Scripture. So verse 6, I'll quit my rant, okay? They passed through the Phrygian and Galatian region, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. And so I love this portion of the Scripture right here because you see them just going forth. You see them going forth. You see them preaching. You see them teaching. You see them bringing the word. but they're trying to discern where God wants them to go. And they will go into a region or attempt to go into a region, okay, attempt to go into one, and they're forbidden to do it. And right here in verse 6, it says they will try to speak the word in Asia. Now, where they were, Asia Minor was considered to be a part of Asia. It's a very western part of it. But the Holy Spirit forbid them to do that. So they had come up from the south. They were forbid to speak where they were. Asia's definitely further east, so they were forbidden to go to the east. Verse 7 says this, and after this, they came to Mysia. They were trying to go into Bithynia, and the Spirit of Jesus did not permit them. So you see the Holy Spirit stopping them at one point, said, no, you're not going to go in that way. Then the Spirit of Jesus stops them when they try to go the way. It's the Holy Spirit again. And so, verse 8, and passing from Mysia, they came down to Troas. So they tried to go east, Spirit forbids them. They tried to go further north, the Spirit forbids them. They'd come from the south. Well, what other direction is left, right? Verse 9, a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia, that was over to the west, okay, they would have to cross the sea to get over there. And the man of Macedonia was standing and appealing to him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. Verse 10, when he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go into Macedonia, concluding that God has called us to preach the gospel to them. So Paul has a vision in the night. He doesn't just retain this vision to himself and pop up and say, okay, guys, we're going this way today. He comes and he shares this vision. How did I know that? Because it says, concluding that God had called us to preach, we go over there. We sought to go into Macedonia. They discussed it. And they said, yes, we think this is right. So verse 11. So putting out to sea from Troas, we ran a straight course to Samothrace, and on the day following to Neapolis. And so when you look at a map of this, they go across the sea there. They stay in one place, Samothrace, one night. They get in the boat again, and they go up to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi. Well, there we go. Philippians, Philippi, right? Now watch what happens. This is verse 12. And from there to Philippi, which is a leading city of the district of Macedonia, a Roman colony, and we were staying in this city for some days. The Lord led them to a key urban area, led them to a leading city of the district of Macedonia, a Roman colony, okay? So they were being led to a point to where when they brought forth the gospel right here, it would propagate and go out not only within that region but far beyond. So they're staying there. Now, verse 13, our last verse for the day. And on the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate of the city, to a riverside where we were supposing that there would be a place of prayer. And we sat down and began speaking to the women who had assembled. Now, why were they supposing that there would be a place of prayer there? Why did they think that there would be people there praying? And why was there a group of women assembled there? Notice there's no men, apparently, just a group of women. Well, it tells us quite a bit. To have a synagogue, a Jewish synagogue, there had to be at least 10 practicing Jewish men, 10 men with their families, supposedly, but 10 men to form a synagogue. In this large leading city, in this Gentile region, there were not 10 practicing Jewish men. Now, I say practicing because I feel sure there were 10 Jewish men there and about, okay? Because you have a group of women right here, and they probably had husbands. But the husbands had no interest in it. So if there wasn't a synagogue, the Jewish tradition was that they would gather by a local river and pray. So if you came into town and you were trying to find the Jewish people to pray, you would go down by the river and you would find them there praying. That's what he did. On that Sabbath day, they went outside the gate because there was no synagogue, where they were supposing that there would be a place of prayer. They were looking for a place of prayer. And we sat down and began speaking to the women who had assembled. Wait till you see what happens and what comes out of this. This all goes to Philippians. Philippians, the great letter, how to have joy in the Lord. Wait till you see what they encountered. Again, I'm Dale. See you next episode.